Welcome everyone to this webinar. And I wanted to cover a few things with you before we get started as people are joining us. The first thing is, we're recording this webinar and it's going to go out to all of the people on my mailing list, not just people that are here today. So just keep that in mind that, it's going to be, out in the public, but to people that are I've mailed already the emails to. Let's see. You'll all get the recording, within a few days of today's meeting. And the other thing is, it's the holiday season. And so I thought I'd give people a gift. And if you're up for it, I'm looking to offer a free coaching meeting with me, a free coaching meeting with me. And so all you need to do is email me and let me know that's something you want to. You want to take me up on. And it's the email is drmarkhoward@comcast.net, drmarkhoward at comcast.net. And that's my gift to you through the holiday season. And I'll get back to you and we'll set up times. This is a new format for me. I usually do this talk over my teleseminar structure. But it's going to be the same format where I want to talk for a while about what the title of today really means for me and for all of us, keeping the holiday feeling all year round. And then, I want to leave space to hear from you. We have 60 minutes together. And so I'll leave a little room for anybody who'd like to share. From what they're getting from the teleseminar or have any questions. So I like to have some.
And then, well, actually, then I think it's a good segue into the
Let's
next
see.
regarding Frusciante data request, Miley.
Can people make sure they're muted? I don't know a way to do that.
It's a little bit with Ocean.
I'm hearing somebody have a dialogue.
Questions. I think we're going to try to move forward with.
Ah, that did it. Okay. Well, welcome. I'm happy everyone is here. And so what's this all about? Well, the person that I've learned from over the years is named Sydney Banks, who in his lifetime had a spiritual epiphany that he has since shared with the world and written about in books and has videos out on about books. But it was around 1983 when I first met him, and I was listening to an audio tape that was available in those years. And in it, Sydney Banks said, "Well, it was around the it was around this period of time of the year." And he said, this holiday feeling everybody gets around this time of the year, you could have it all year round. And that hit me. It was profound to hear that I can have the feelings that seem to emerge in me around this time of the year, around the holiday season, what's called the holiday season. Now, in North America, Canada, in the United States, it starts around what's called Thanksgiving. And so what starts to emerge for me is just this feeling of gratitude, around this Thanksgiving period. And then I don't know, I just start to find excitement and joy and generosity as we go through the year, the rest of the year. Being generous and so forth, and many times I would go in those days, there were brick and mortar stores and still are, but in the time period I'm talking about, we didn't have online shopping, although that gradually came to be. And there was always somebody at in front of the retailer stores asking for donations for like a society that's helping helping people who aren't so privileged, as myself. And I would be generous, you see. Generosity just seemed to emerge, and more feelings of togetherness with the people in my life. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that this is really a stressful, anxious time, but I'm talking about something that's profound for every one of us, no matter how you experience the season. That the feeling that emerges for a lot of people during this time of the year is available all year round. So, I'd go through November and December, be in these beautiful feelings, and then I'd get serious again around January and welcome in all of my stressful thinking, and that feeling wouldn't, it would emerge, of course, through the year. I'd have enjoyable feelings and I'd have feelings of love and generosity, but it wouldn't be this constant kind of flow that usually would emerge in me through this holiday season. And so I wanted to find, what did Sydney Banks mean? I wanted to find that. And what I realized in exploring this through the years is that is that our true nature, how we're meant to live our lives, really, is to be in these feelings, is to be in love, the feelings of love, the feelings of kindness, the feelings of togetherness, of thoughtfulness, generosity, of gratitude. We're really meant as a living being to live in these feelings. That's our nature. Our true nature really is an energy of love. The energy of life through us is love, not personal love, not romantic love, although that's an offshoot of it, but just this beautiful feeling of what people call love. You're just, maybe contentment is a way to say it. You're just in beautiful feelings and you're at peace, well-being. People call it many different things when they drop into it. But that's our true nature, and we're really meant to live in those feelings. So if that's true, then why don't we? Like, why didn't I? Like, why did I have to wait for the Thanksgiving to get started and being much more immersed in these feelings, huh? Well, I was, because I didn't realize that the only thing in the way, even now, as you and I, all of us sit here together, the only thing in the way of the feelings is our thinking, is our learned ways of thinking about life. Really, that's the only thing in the way. As I, in a humorous way, talked about when January came along, I got more serious. It's because, as I look at it now with this understanding, I started to get serious thinking. I got back into my serious thinking, meaning that, I needed to make money. There are things in my life that are stressful. I get start to get bothered by things again, you see. And that was the only thing that kept that did not that got in the way of keeping these holiday feelings alive. I started to get into more of my habitual thinking about life. No, I had joyful thoughts and I had generous thoughts, as I said, or thoughts of gratitude. But I didn't know at that time that those, when those thoughts and feelings emerge, that's what I was meant to live in, that I should nurture them, appreciate them, hold them. No, I would hold on to more of my troubling thinking, you know, how backwards I learned to be. But that's what I want to share with all of us today, is for us to see just a little bit more that we really are here in life to enjoy it. We already have the makeup, the makeup to live in these beautiful feelings because they are already us. What the minute we quiet any personal thinking, these feelings emerge. So that's what I was hoping that we could look at together today and just get more of a feeling of the truth of them. Just a simple example of how the feelings are around everywhere. Last month, my wife and I went grocery shopping in the supermarket. It has a large parking lot. I'm driving into the parking lot, and there's a man in a chair at the end of this row of parking lots, and he's saying a prayer for you. That was his sign, a prayer for you. So, man, up comes my habitual thinking. Oh man, that guy, you go up to that guy and he's going to charge you to say, he's going to ask a fee to say a prayer for you. Well, my wife was less skeptical, thankfully. And she said, you know what? I want to go see if that man will pray for her friend. Her friend is battling terminal cancer. And she said, I'm going to go ask him to pray for her. And I was still in my, I was still in my judgmental thinking. I said, what, you know, what are you up to? So she went and she comes back and she's just in a beautiful feeling. And she said, this man is beautiful. And I listened, you know, and here's the story. 4 years ago, he just got a calling to serve people. He became a minister and he saw the power of prayer. And he just wanted to pray with people for together for whatever they wanted, a deep act of love and generosity. Isn't that something? And there was love, there was the beautiful feelings. There in the shopping in the parking lot of a supermarket. Were it not for my thinking, I would have found it first. My wife had to find it first. But then I went up to him and just connected, you know, just sat in his calling, in the spirit of his beautiful feelings to. It wasn't an act, like it wasn't an act, I'm going to be generous. It was a way to be from love. See, it was the way he was from what he saw about being with people, about possibility with people. Do you see the difference? It's not an act. Like we can think, oh, I need to be more generous. Let me practice that. But there's something better for us, and that is letting in more of our true nature. Because in that true nature, we will be generous or thoughtful or thankful or connecting. You see, it will just be what we are. We don't have to practice it because we are truly that. That's what this gentleman taught me once again when I went up to talk with him. I could feel his calling. You see, I could feel it. And I was drawn into it because I just dropped all of my habitual thinking, and my feelings of love emerged. So it's just a story. I didn't need therapy. I got over it real quickly. You know, I learned from it, like I'm sharing it with you. But it was just a story about how this feeling is everywhere, everywhere. And the only thing interfering, the interference in this energy is our own habits of thinking. Because he was in energy. And everybody is in energy. The love, the energy of love and understanding and happiness. But it's inhibited, or it's like misdirected by the thinking people are in around you. But he wasn't. He was in the pure essence of it. And you could feel it the minute you're in his presence. Like I felt all the time when I was in the presence of Sydney Banks, who lived in these deep feelings. The minute you were with him, you were just in a nice feeling. So, what are we looking at? Another way to look at it, from another profound statement by Sydney Banks is, he said, the most unnatural state of a human being is to be unhappy. Now, isn't that profound? Look at that. The most unnatural state for a human being is to be unhappy. So, what's the natural state? Happiness. It's just another way of saying you have the holiday feelings already within you. That's your natural state. That's your true nature. Were it not for our thinking, you see? And same with a sense of happiness. It's our natural state. Were it not for our thinking, and our thinking gets us serious or gets us into feeling unhappy or anxious or worried. And it takes us away from the knowing of our beautiful, beautiful feelings that we are calling happiness or love or kindness or togetherness. Now, there's nothing to do here. It's just to see a moment of truth about it. All you want to know, all you want to reflect on and sit in is that you are these beautiful feelings. And we think our way out of them. That's all you want to sit with. You don't want to try to change your thinking. You don't want to judge yourself for getting upset or judgmental or worried or in a low mood. That's the human condition. That's just being human because although we are born in this state of beautiful feelings, really, we are born from this energy. We're affected by the thinking we learn from birth to now. See, that's the human condition. We learn ways of thinking. All of us do. You can't get away from it. There's no blame. It's the innocent, like Sid would say, the game of life. He calls it, you know, once we're born, we get contaminated by the thinking around us. You could look at that. You know, you look at an infant or a youngster, a young child, early years of children. They don't carry grudges. They don't live in resentments. We have to learn to do that innocently now. I mean, the most you see with kids is they get upset and then they're over it. They're back into their beautiful feelings. They don't even have to say, "Oh man, that's my thinking. I better not think that way." They just quite naturally move toward having a good time. But over time, innocently, we just learn beliefs that look true. That's the nature of these principles that Sydney Banks shared with us. Your thinking looks true to you because consciousness makes it come alive. So all you need to do is consider that. Sit with that. Remind yourself of it. If you want to do anything, I don't even want you to do that, but I just want you to see that the only thing in the way of you having holiday feelings and living in them all year round is these moments when you get caught in your personal thinking, let's call it, or your learned thinking. That's what happens? I get caught up in concern, bother, worry. Everybody does. It's the human condition. You can't rid yourself of those thoughts, but you can know them. I mean, you can know that your thinking is off. You can just realize. Remember, getting into those kinds of thoughts distracts you from living in the holiday feelings all year round. Isn't that? I mean, for me, I thought, well, that really makes it easy. Like, I don't have to put like note cards on my refrigerator with magnets. Reminding myself, Mark, it's just your thinking. Mark, happiness is already in. See, I don't have to do that. I don't have to work at it. Because if I could just, I don't know, sit with this truth we're looking at together, just let it be with me. I start to wake up to the fact that my thinking is looking in the wrong direction. I guess those are the words for it. I start to realize more and more that I need to keep coming back to love. I need to keep coming back to happiness. I need to keep looking into those feelings and nurture them as much as I can and appreciate them when I drop into them. So I think there's a freedom to not have to blame yourself for being in the human condition. See, that's all it is. When you realize, well, my thinking has something to do with why I'm upset. People tend to get judgmental about it, but you don't because you're in the human condition. You are going to get judgmental about yourself. You are going to think about yourself. You are going to compare yourself. No big deal. All you want to do is, I mean, it's not a doing. You just remember once again, oh no, there I go again. My thinking's off, and you look back into the beautiful feelings that you are. You look back into your holiday feelings. You look back into love. And the minute you look back into love, you're there. And there's no end to it. There's just infinite amounts of beautiful feelings beyond even what we can imagine sitting here exploring it together. There are ways to experience this true nature that we're calling beautiful feelings, holiday feelings, way more than we can imagine. So keep that with you. You know, keep that with you because I don't mean this, I'm not talking judgmentally about it, but I'm just saying this to myself too. You know, whenever I get caught up in dissatisfaction, you know, I got to remember, man, I'm settling for less because I am even greater than these holiday feelings. You see? So when you go back to like when I'm in January, when you go back to taking, what do they call it? Taking stock of yourself or something to make a New Year's resolution. Stop it. You're settling for less, you know, because not only are you looking to get into holiday feelings, but they're an entryway into much more. You know that feeling? Like when you're in nature, a lot of people, when they go camping or they're in nature, like I walk and I go into this small park in my city here, where I live, in my neighborhood. There's a small park, it has a creek and a lot of trees. And when I'm in this feeling going into the park, I feel like I'm one with all of that. I look at the leaves and I feel like I can, you know, communicate in a way with them. That's the feeling. And there's more of it, way more. I'll tell you a funny story about that feeling. When I used to be able to, you know, run for exercise, there's a high school. And it has a running track, you know, a track that people run who are in, they are in, they do races. I forgot the name for that. Anyhow, I would run the track and then I would go to the bleachers where fans could sit to stretch my legs. Well, this one day I had run and I was in such a beautiful feeling of oneness. I go to the bleachers and there's a bird, like a crow, sitting three steps up. And I start talking to it. I start, you know, saying hi, you know, just talking to it. And it actually starts jumping to me. But I look to my left and there's a woman who had been running the track watching me talk to this bird. And I got into, oh my God, you know, she thinks I'm nuts, you know, talking to a bird, you know. But anyhow, so I stopped, you know, I just kind of mumbled and kind of walked away. But I just telling you a story of the beauty of these feelings. You feel oneness. You really do. And that's just a tip of what can be for us what we really are. And I wanted to share that with you because you just want to go about your day knowing that, just going about your day, letting that be with you. Not practice it, but just let it be with you that you are already the holiday feelings. And there is just more than you can imagine available to you. And the only thing in the way is we're in the human condition, so we get into some habitual thinking that gives us moments away from it. I'm gonna end my talking with a quote about how there are feelings much more than we can imagine. Sid also has a beautiful sharing about that. He said, I hope I get it right. He says, You are more than who you think you are. You are really nice. You're beautiful. You are really, really nice. Isn't that something? Isn't that reassuring? And you just sit with this. You sit with the profoundness of you can have the holiday feelings all year round. You sit with the profoundness of the most unnatural state of a human being is to be unhappy. Happiness is our natural state. You sit with you are more than you can imagine. You're really nice. You're beautiful. You're really, really nice. So I wanted to share this with you all as we really are in the holiday period right now. And I just also, as I mentioned earlier before some of you came on, I usually do this in my teleseminar structure. And so with my teleseminars, I leave room for anybody on the call to share, to ask questions. So I want to open it up for you all now. If anybody here has a question or would like to share, just raise your hand, or if you know how to do that with Zoom, do that, and I'll unmute you. Flavia.
Mark, that was lovely, as always. Thank you. I just wanted to say, when you said how our habitual thinking is a distraction, that really hit home somehow. You know, it's a distraction to what's really going on.
Yeah.
And that the more I understand that, the more I can tune in to life and what it wants from me. And listening to those nudges. So thank you, because that kind of became a bit clearer when you said that. Wanted to share.
That's interesting too. I love that you shared that, Flavia, because what I want all of you to see is that when Flavia spoke, what touched me was you don't have to worry about getting things done or making sure you take care of things. You'll know. Being in these beautiful feelings don't rob you of your common sense or your power to see things in front of you. They give you a better direction than what your insecure thinking can give you. You see? So that but I wanted you to see that when you live more from these feelings, you get guidance. You see things to do. That's where generosity comes from. You touch the beautiful feelings or the holiday feelings of love. And then it forms into generosity. It tells you, why don't you do something for your friend? Or why don't you give your friend a call? You know, for me, why don't you wash the clothes? You know? So you don't have to worry about living in beautiful feelings making you kind of live, like people call it, airy fairy or in nirvana. One time I was talking this to a group and somebody said, Dr. Howard, if I follow this, you're making me the welcome mat of the world. I said, we had a laugh. I said, not at all. I'm making you wiser. Because the more you live in these beautiful feelings, in comes your wisdom. That's another piece. I just want to share this little piece with you. There's a lot, so much here to share before going back and hearing what you have to say, because Flavia just said something really beautiful there. Sid always told us the wisdom you're looking for to know your next step in life is in the beautiful feelings. It's not in negative thinking. So you don't have to worry that if you live more in happiness, if you feel more peace of mind, if you're quieter, that you're going to lose track of your life. Because you're closer to wisdom that will guide you. You'll just see it. And like Flavia says, you live in life. You're living more in life. You're just in the flow of life. So you don't lose your abilities to think clearly, to see that you've got to go take care of things. Those things just become easier. They're not so burdened by being judgmental or being in a bad mood because you've got to do things. They just look natural and easy to do. So I just wanted to add that little aspect there because I think it's important to realize that we're talking about your natural state, your true nature. And in your true nature, you know how to go about life. You know what to look for. You're not misdirected by your insecure thinking, your fear, your worry that might get you agitated and might get you acting in ways that really don't do well by you. By telling somebody off, let's say, or telling your boss off, so they protect you from those urges. Anybody else want to have a question or anything you'd like to share?
Mark,
Yeah.
I
Oh,
don't know how to
Nancy.
do it. I forgot how to do a Zoom, hand, so I just thought I'd launch in.
You
If
did
I
it.
can, okay. I just wanted to share briefly. It's been about 9 years since I first heard about the three principles, and almost 9 years since I met you, Mark Howard, and had the good fortune to have a series of counseling sessions through much of 2017. And it took me a while. I mean, this understanding actually made sense to me on a certain level, because I think I'd intuited it at times in my life, this more inside out. But I didn't really experience it. I always kind of discounted it. But I liked it. And I don't know if you may remember, it took me a while for it to take hold, and be more of a way that I lived and that I saw things, but it did get there. But one of the first things I noticed, it made me think of that in your story, because it seems trivial, but it's something I noticed that I started doing. I mean, I've always been a polite person and can talk to people, but it was a little kind of cynical and skeptical. And I'd go in the grocery store and the checkout, the bagger kid or whoever, they'll often engage you, how's your day and this and that. And I'd be polite, but I'd feel kind of annoyed, like, oh, this is so rote and it's phony, but I'm going to be polite, and just blow it off a little bit. I didn't think much about it, but I just felt differently at some point. I just felt a little more connected, I guess, naturally to things. And then I started sincerely like responding. I'd say, oh, yeah, it's going okay. I think I'm going to go. And he'd ask about what I'm purchasing. I said, yeah, I'm going to go home and make the soup. So I hope it turns out. Just stuff like that, trivial. But I wasn't making it up. I just thought, well, let's have a little chat. And different, it was fun, and it wasn't fake. And I don't really know if he was being phony and actually laughing at me behind my back. Oh, this old lady, I don't know. But it felt to me, another thought occurred to me that I kind of enjoyed this little interchange with this person I may never see again. And it occurred to me, maybe instead of being doing this question thing, instead of it just being a rote thing that he was supposed to do as his job, maybe this is the best part of his job. Maybe it's boring. And, getting to meet people who are nice to him might be a part that he likes. Sincerely, I'd never given that any thought. But I started seeing that, and I felt like, even, I guess before that, it's not, there's no point to really get into stuff with people unless they're someone you know, or you'll have this ongoing relationship, because this is just checking out at the grocery store. So why am I giving this any energy? But then I thought, I started valuing more even these brief interactions, like Mark helped me see. I mean, this energy that we're all connected to. And some of our ongoing relationships are important and are a big part of our life. But I started seeing these, I'd take a walk and I'd say hello. I mean, it made me feel good. And I saw the value in that, even though it was brief and maybe a one-time thing. I thought, oh, I felt someone else's energy and goodwill. I didn't make it up. That's what I experienced. And it just, I started seeing that and I thought, wow. And I thought, maybe I made him feel a little better that we had this little human moment. We had a laugh. And it was, I mean, a lot of other people already could do that. I could see, I knew people that did that. I didn't really, that wasn't my style. But it just started coming. That's just a trivial example. But in these past 9 years, it's made a difference, a big difference in my life. And I continue to see stuff. Still get back into my low mood and thinking, but I recognize it more, and I don't care as much. And like you were describing, Mark, when you give that space and you're not holding on and believing your habitual thinking like I used to do more and more, it was so real. New thinking and reality kind of comes in, and life has been, because of that, much better for me, and I've enjoyed it even as I'm getting older, having more challenges, as we all are. And I don't know where I'd be now if I didn't come to see this understanding and benefit from it. So I just had to bear my testimony on that. You made me think of that incident, and I feel a lot of gratitude.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. See, that's so beautiful. And that's really just dropping into that river of beautiful feelings connecting to the checkout person. And your energy is felt. That energy of just, why don't I just, in my words, why don't I just enjoy this session? Or why don't I just connect with this person? Why don't I? It's not even thinking that way, just dropping into a nice feeling of being with this checkout person and connecting to another living being who has the same nature as you. And I'm no one cannot feel that. And so, but that's it. It's that all of a sudden, as you've been looking in the direction of more understanding for these beautiful feelings, all of a sudden, you just drop in the flow of it in an area that you used to do critical thinking about. Now you just see it in a more truthful way, that two of you that are really spiritually connected, you're connected to this energy, have a moment. And it looks like checkout at the grocery store, but it's just a moment of connection to another human being who has the capacity to live in these beautiful feelings. And also, probably, like you said, if they're already engaging you, probably the most enjoyable part of that job. I'll tell you a story about this, the love of connecting to anyone, if you, Sydney Banks on the Long Beach lectures, that's available in the internet. It's available on YouTube, talks about his story of his insight. And he talks about along the way, he had this insight about thought that dropped him into the deep feelings of love that we're talking about. And he was immersed in love. For 3 days, he was just in these deep feelings. He was walking out on, he lived in Salt Spring Island. He was walking in the downtown area of Salt Spring Islands called Ganges with a friend. And he told his friend, he's just in these feelings as Nancy's sharing her drop into those feelings. And he said, "You've got to hold me back. I want to hug everybody." That's it. That's the feeling. And it's nice to hear from Flavia and Nancy because they're sharing with us that the minute that flows in you, there's no question. You're just living more in the feelings of love and connection. And it's like the most natural thing to do. Why? Because it's your true nature. It is the most natural way to live. So, anybody else want to share? Anybody have a question?
Hi, Mark. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't know how to put my hand up for. I'm in the car. I'm Dorothy. I'm part of the community, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for having this circle and talk and reflecting back to us the truth of our true nature at such an important time. And I think the repercussions of this can actually be massive in a positive way, because if we're, I call it in our alignment, but if we're in our alignment and we're interacting in a season where a lot of people may feel lonely or left out or excluded, and we have that meeting, and it may just be the smallest thing at the post office or at a cafe or, just checking out of the grocery store, but we're connected to our own true nature and reflecting that to the person in front of us, it could quite literally change their life. Not
Yes.
that that would be our overall motivation, but I'm just
Yes.
saying that, like, the ripple effects from us taking the time to let go of what's not ours to carry, it could just be tremendous. So.
Wow. Isn't this beautiful? What beautiful sharing, isn't that? Well, that's why you see the generosity of people, like here in the United States and in Canada, where we celebrate Thanksgiving. People volunteer in these charitable organizations that cook a meal for food insecure people, people living homeless, people, and so and people in all walks of life go volunteer to serve. That's why. And it makes a difference in people's lives. I'll tell you another story. It just so happens again. It just happened this Sunday. My wife and I were shopping to look at some gifts for family. We were at a retail store, brick and mortar store. We love those. Anyhow, we're standing and we're looking at the section because we give all of the nieces and nephews pajamas. So we're looking at this one section and I'm thinking to myself, boy, this got more expensive. A lady comes up to my wife, not me, and I go over to look at other places as this lady starts talking to my wife. And I found other areas that had these pajamas more reasonably, let's say, you know. And my wife comes over to me and she says, you know, that lady and her talked about 10 minutes. And she said, you know, that lady just has no one in her life, no family, and her friends don't live by her. And she, lives alone. And what she does is just come and find, come to people and just talk with them. It helps her feel better. Isn't that something? You know, isn't that something? Now, I thought, why don't we invite her over for d Christmas dinner? Because we have a Christmas dinner. But we couldn't find her. See the feeling? It brings like tears to me right now. Do you see the wisdom in this person who is guided to just talk to people? To get the feeling, to feel connected. her own wisdom. Now, I don't, I'm, she's, it's an unfortunate situation. I would, my heart goes out to her, of course. But isn't that something how, you know, what you can bring people that you don't even know? I guess that's what you were saying, Dorothy. What, when you go out and you're in these feelings, what you give people, you just don't know what it does for them. But isn't it better than going out in a grudge state of mind, in a I'm right state of mind? How wrong everybody is. I mean, it's worlds beyond that. Wow, it's so beautiful being with all of you. We have time for one more comment or sharing or question if anybody feels like sharing with us. Richie.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Richie.
Thanks so much for doing this. It's just I can use all the reminders that I can get, and I'm just really valuing it. I loved when you talked about children. You know that they're especially the younger they are, it seems like they're closer to this truth. You know, and it's so easy for them to smile. And I love being in the grocery store or seeing little kids in the carriage, and they're just innocently doing whatever they're doing. And it just reminds me of the innocence that's in me. And it's like it'll bring a smile to my face, and when I smile, they smile back. So it's just really appreciating that. I was also appreciating how in the past, I would get happier as I got close to Christmas. You know, it seemed like that was automatic. Something was happening. And now with this understanding, I just see that I was allowing myself to become happier. I was getting all my other thinking out of the way and just enjoying the celebratory time of Christmas. And going back to kids, what occurred to me when you were talking about that, when the kids just like let stuff go and they're on to the next thing, that adults would say, oh, yeah, they don't know any better. Maybe they do know better, and we're the ones that don't know any better. You know, wait till they see what life really is, and that could just see how I make so much of it up and make it up innocently. So.
What a, that's a beautiful point. That's really how we innocently, you know, because we I didn't know we're meant to live in these feelings. We're meant to live like children, like but again, you know, we have the wisdom to guide us with the experience and knowledge we've gained. You know, I have now a 5-year-old grandson, and I've watched him develop his whole life, you know, and I could see at times I'm with him and I innocently hurt his feelings and he goes off. He doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And he calls me Papa. And, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm sitting on the couch and he comes over and sits next to me and says, Papa, can we watch? Can we watch? There's this show on about a dump truck. And so, you know, and it's gone. It's gone. Now he's back to the love we have, the that we live in together, you know, the nice feelings that he and I live in together. So we learn innocently. That's all we're pointing out today, is we learn to value our righteousness, our being wronged, our judgmental thinking. And it's just today, just reminding all of us that that's not our natural state. Our natural state is to be like my 5-year-old grandson when he gives up his hurt feelings and comes back to his beautiful feelings with me. They're in all of us now, right now, as we sit here together, were it not for the thinking we're in. And like Richie said, when we can just allow ourselves to quiet our minds, in that quiet, the feelings emerge. And like he also pointed out, and I did at the beginning, that's what happened to me as we started to move, as I started to move into the holiday season. I would just not get too much into my negativities. That's, I don't, I mean, like I didn't do it consciously. I just wouldn't do that, and I would allow more for being thankful and the fun and enjoyment that I could find. Well, I hope this was helpful to all of you. I hope you enjoyed being with me here and everybody that was here. I could tell by your faces and also by what people shared that, wow, it really touched, it really, you really touched something really deep in you of what I wanted by sharing with you about the beautiful feelings. Once again, I will be sending this recording to my list so you'll get it. The other thing was my holiday gift, just to remind you, is just email me. I'm giving you a gift of a free coaching session with me, anytime to use in the until the end of January, because I don't know how many are going to take advantage of this. We may have to go all to January, but we will meet with one another. But also, if you want to really hear from the true source of the feelings I'm speaking from, Sydney Banks has a lot of videos out there, and it would be nice for you to listen to a few that look meaningful to you. He's got videos on forgiveness, love and understanding, all kinds of things. And it might be good to take a listen. His videos, his seminars, his books are really meant to wake this up in you. So thank you all for joining me. It was great to be with all of you, see all of you, and enjoy your holiday season, however you celebrate it. So take care, everybody. Be graceful and take care.
Thank you, Mark. God
Okay.
bless.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.